Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, Migraine's a Problem for Harry Potter and Other Children. Unlike Harry Potter, most Muggle children aren't charged with saving the world by fighting the evil Lord Voldemort. But a surprising number of Muggles, or non-wizards, do have something in common with their wizard hero. They suffer from migraine headaches. The medical journal Headache reports that 1 in 20 children and teens suffers from migraines. Many of them, like Harry Potter's, are undiagnosed. To raise awareness, the study authors decided to compare Harry's symptoms with what is known about Muggle migraines. Harry Potter fan and migraine sufferer Hallie Thomas, a 17-year-old high school graduate from Connecticut, was the senior author on the research. For the study, she reread the first 6 Harry Potter books written by J.K. Rowling and highlighted the passages where he had a headache. Those were passed on to the study's other 2 authors, Dr. Fred Scheftel and Dr. Timothy Steiner. They then looked up information in an international headache reference to see how Harry's symptoms compared. The Harry Potter books abound with descriptions that Muggle migraine sufferers will relate to, such as, "Then a pain pierced his head like he'd never felt before. It was as though his scar was on fire." At once, a needle-sharp pain seared across Harry's scar. His head felt as though it was about to split in 2. And then, without warning, Harry's scar exploded with pain. It was agony such as he had never felt in all his life. His wand slipped from his fingers as he put his hands over his face. Harry was 11 when his headache started. More than half of the 28 million Americans who suffer from these debilitating headaches start getting them as children or teens. Hallie Thomas recalls getting migraines since she was really young. In fact, Harry's horrible headaches meet all but one of the criteria for migraine. They include pain often but not always on one side of the head. Harry's headaches originate in the lightning-shaped scar on the side of his forehead. In the books, there are also more similarities with migraines. There are references to nausea, vomiting, and disabling pain, such as when Harry's wand slips from his hand in the previous passage. Hallie agrees that, maybe, Harry Potter is getting migraines. She says he talks about searing pain, and sometimes he can't see and also has other symptoms. She adds that she sometimes can't go out in the sun because her migraines are so excruciating. According to the study authors, children and teens with frequent headaches should first be seen by their primary care physician. If their headaches persist, they should be seen by a specialist. Treatment programs don't have to include medication and can rely instead on stress management, getting proper sleep and exercise, and avoiding triggers. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.